Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalyn. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was told to call this number for my weekly. There was a break in my file because I didn't file Sunday.
You didn't file Sunday?
Right.
Okay. Was it this Sunday or last Sunday?
Last Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, last week I didn't claim for.
Okay, so we'll go through the claim for you. What's your social?
212-683-655.
All right, what's your name?
Danny Colbert. C-O-L, B like Victor, E-T-T.
Okay, Mr. Danny, what's your date of birth?
February 2nd, 1954.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Mary Lou Noel.
Okay. And did she have another last name besides that?
Ellen Berg.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And the highest grade level you completed in school?
1 year of college.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
390-89.
39089. I missed the last two numbers. I don't know what happened. It went out.
Okay, hold on. 03. Hold on. Okay. 390-8945.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or into your checking and savings account or the Alavantage card. Which do you prefer?
ACH.
Okay. Do you have that routing? Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Let me update the information. Do you have your routing number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your routing number?
Are you ready?
Yes.
0622.
Mm-hmm.
06392.
0622 0639 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your account number?
1034164.
Repeat it for me.
Let's see here. Hold on. Let's see. 1034164.
Mm-hmm. verify your mailing address.
My mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
2031 Holtville, H-O-L-T, like Tom, Road, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Okay.
And that's crystal clear. It's Danny Colvet, but it's my own business. I'm self-employed. That's why we're unemployed. We're not invited into homes no more.
Okay. And your mailing address and home address is the same?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And your address is hasn't changed in the last year, has it?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
All right, and what's your phone number?
334-300-0654.
Okay. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? 123 Travel, DNJ Enterprises, New Peoples, Surftown USA, or none of the above?
DNJ Enterprises. That was my business as well.
Okay. Right. According to your driver's license, how approximately how tall are you?
5'11" and counting.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2840 Village Springs Road, 342 Marydale Drive, 706 31st Street, 935 Meriwether Road, or I've never been associated.
935 Meriwether Road.
All right, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work
I've
in another?
I've been self-employed for 38 years and never had this problem in my life.
Okay. Did you work in another state? The pandemic got everybody in a different situation. Well, some people anyway.
Yeah.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that your TRA certification, that you have TRA?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're not filing for disaster unemployment assistance, right? And when was your last day at work?
July 2019. May, June, or July of that year.
The last day you worked was June or July?
That's right, 2019.
Oh, man. Let's see. Do you remember the day or no?
No, I don't remember the day.
Okay. So your last day, you said 2019, your last day working, right? Not 2020, 2019.
Hold on now. Let me think.
Yeah.
When did COVID come out?
20.
2020. That's the year. The last 2 years I've been unemployed. So you're right, it's 20. March okay. of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, I was unemployed that whole year of 20, but I don't know when I started collecting my unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I found out I could collect it, so we started doing it.
Okay.
March.
All right, so since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
We go strictly door-to-door, sole proprietorship.
Okay. Okay, are you currently working on a commission or a real estate license?
100% commission. 38 years, it's been no problem. It's been good to me. Never been on the employment line, never had to collect unemployment. But man, this virus is taking a toll.
Absolutely. Are you currently registered for or attending school or a training program?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you available to accept shifts in your normal trade, all shifts in your normal trade?
Well, I'm diabetic on medication. I'm not sure if I could do a third shift.
No problem. Let's see. Okay, have you applied for... I have to ask the question anyway, though. But have you applied for or receiving a pension?
No, ma'am. I draw my Social Security.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what it says, other than Social Security from another work, from another company.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay.
I wish I did.
All right, and how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, as far as I have to, if it pays well.
Okay, so guesstimate, 50, 60, 70?
I'd say 50. Okay. That'd be 100 miles there and back. Yeah, I'd say 50.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
From my experience, $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you work for Union Hall?
No, ma'am.
All right. And do you have a return date to work?
A return date? Now, what does that mean?
Meaning, is there a specific return date where you would return back to work?
doing what I'm doing now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I have no idea. I mean, what's keeping us? See, the problem we're having, we go door to door, so we telemarket on the phone. And the problem we're having, we used to offer a $100 gift and people let us in, no problem. Now they say, well, let us think about it and get back with you. So we're just not getting in homes no more because they don't know who we are. And they don't, you know, they're not sure about this COVID.
Mm-hmm. And what is, yeah, and I understand. What is the description? Like, what is it that you do? I know you say you go door to door, like telemarketing type of.
It's retail sales.
Okay, retail sales.
I sell air purifiers.
Okay.
Everybody's interested in air purifiers now, but they won't let us in their home to show it.
Okay.
We've even offered to do porch demos, sit on their porch.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I've done a couple of those, but I haven't sold anything.
Okay.
That's why I seek full employment every week. We're on the phones just like today. We hit the phones Monday through Friday.
All right. So I'm going to have to ask your employer manually because, you know, it's, you're self-employed. What is the name of the company?
Crystal Clear. Doing business as Rainbow Sales and Service.
So the name of the business is Crystal Clear, doing service as Rainbow
Sales and Service. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the address? What's your address?
Oh, address is 2031 Holtville Road, H-O-L-T, Holtville Road, and it's Wetumpka, W-E-T, like Tom.
Mm-hmm.
UNP like Paul, K.A., Alabama,
mm-hmm.
36092. Thank you.
Okay, since this is your business, it's asking for the employment details. What's your phone number?
334
300-0654. Okay, I need these dates again. The employment start date. When was your employment start date? Like, when did you, this business?
Start date, March 2020.
And your last day was working was July, right?
No, I was thinking 19, but now she said 20. It was the first part of that year. I can go back and make sure, tell you exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was March.
The end date? Yeah, because the pandemic started around March when everything started shutting down.
That's right. That's when we had problems right there. Jay Ivy said I was not an essential business. She said, I hate to ask you to do this. She said, but please do not buy a business license this year unless you're sure you're going to be able to go into homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's our governor, Ms. Jay Ivy. So she considered me as a non-essential business. I don't know why, but we were considered non-essential.
Okay, and
you start collecting your unemployment.
Okay,
so I've never done that. So just call the unemployment office. They'll tell you how to do it, how to start.
Okay, so when if you stop working in 2020, when did you start working in? You gave me these dates earlier. I have to flip back to see.
Yeah, we've been
your
on
beginning date.
For 2 years now.
Okay, so what year was it? You start your employment start date. I got the end date, but the start date.
Okay, I paid tax in 2020 for the unemployment that I collected. So I collected unemployment the year of 20,
mm-hmm.
and then it stopped. And they told us to continue calling each week. So we've been doing that now for close to a year and a half, almost 2 years. We've been calling every Sunday.
Okay, no, I understand that. What I'm asking is, like, I don't know if you gave me this date. Yeah, last day of work was 3/1/2020. What was the day that you like, your business, like, what month and year did your business open?
Open?
Uh-huh.
November 11th, 1985.
Okay. All right, that's what I need.
We've been open 36 years.
Okay.
Until 2020, we had to shut down.
You said November the 11th?
November 11th, 1985.
Okay.
We was on Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. All right, we're almost done, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, my last two questions is, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. All right. Do you remember your PIN, your four-digit PIN?
0202. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We won't change it. And you said no to the 10% tax or yes? I didn't.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I definitely want them to take that out.
Okay.
I do want that taken out.
All right. All right. All right, so we're at the end of your claim, okay?
Okay.
All The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Danny, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, what was that last number, the 361-4524?
Uh-huh. That's the inquiry number, 1-800-361-4524.
361-4524. And now I don't have a computer, so it said I can claim by phone?
Yes, and the phone number is
334-954.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. Now, what did you say about me registering at some kind of place to get a job?
Uh-huh. You have to register with the Alabama Career Center, and you have to log into and update your resume. Alabama Works.
alabama.gov. Alabama Works.
Alabama Works. alabama.gov.
And that's all spelled out.
Alabama Works is spelled out. Then you got a dot. Then you got Alabama. Then another dot. Then gov.
So Alabama full word works full word dot Alabama full word dot gov.
That's right.
Okay. So I can just get anybody's computer and go on it and log
That's right.
up there?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do I need to tell them? Or will it just prompt me through it?
When you get on, you just go through the prompts. Just read. Yeah, it's going to, you know, ask you what you want to do. You log into the portal, claim a week of benefits, and it'll walk you through all the questions that you need to ask.
Weekly benefits?
That need to answer. Or you can just simply call it in at the number that I gave you, the 334-954-4094 number.
You just call it into that?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. So I can call it in to that number or go to alabamaworks.alabama.gov, either one.
Alabama Works is for you to update your online resume with the Career Center. Labor.alabama.gov is the web address to file for your weekly benefit.
Okay, or it's called the 954-4094 number. No, the 800-361-4524 number.
That's correct.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Okay, what is your name?
Roslyn.
Roslyn?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Roslyn, you've helped me a lot, but let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do we have any idea when they're going to release our federal benefits or state benefits?
I don't.
Over here, it says this is considered an unpaid week. You will not lose this money, it says.
Mm-hmm.
You will be paid your money. Just continue to call and claim each week that you're unemployed.
No, sir.
Memorize what it says.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when they will release your benefits. You just have to continue to keep calling and filing. If you can call the 361 number and ask for a general, you know, idea.
Okay.
Okay.
General idea. Okay.
Of when. Uh-huh.
Paying.
Hmm?
KIV said the state's not paying that now.
Mm-hmm.
It's federal funding now. Is that right?
Well, I don't know all of those questions, answers, okay? All I do is file the claim for you, and that goes to a different department. And you can call that 1-800-361-4524 number. You can ask all the questions to that inquiry department. They will definitely get you an appointment set up, and they'll call you back, and they'll return your call.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Roslyn, happy Valentine's Day, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's to you as well.
All right, now that I've talked to you, it said to call before Friday to do my claim for this week. So should I call?
No, you call. You start calling Sunday because we just redid your claim. You can't call before Sunday.
Very good. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
I'm up to date now till next Sunday. Okay.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Thank you, Ross, and have a great day. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You as well. Take care now.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.